seconds left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, drawing kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
9 points from Swanson off the bench on 4 of 6 shooting. 6 points from Smith on 2 of 5 shooting. 4 points from Rashunda Jones on 1 of 7 shooting. And 2 points from Mila Reynolds. Played 4 minutes, made one shot. For Wisconsin, just one player in double figures, and that was Natalie Leitzinger. A career night for Nat. 5 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and a career high 15 points. She also had an assist and a rebound. After that, scoring was tough for Wisconsin. Tessa Grady scores 8 points in 11 minutes on 3 of 4 shooting, had a rebound. 7 points from Dianis Jimenez, who played 19 minutes tonight, fouled out of this game. Also had 2 assists and 1 rebound. Lena Patty Bandla scored 4 points on 2 of 4 shooting in 12 minutes. 4 points from Shramick, 2 of 11, 5 rebounds, tied for the team high there, and a team best 4 assists from Shramick. 4 points from Ronnie Porter, 29 minutes, just 1 of 8 from the floor. Porter handed out 2 assists and grabbed 5 rebounds to share that team high with Shramick in rebounding. 3 points from Hallie Douglas, who got the start tonight, played 19 minutes, was 0 of 2 from the field, 2 rebounds for Hallie. Saniya Copeland hit a 3-point shot, and that's the scoring from Saniya. 3 rebounds and 2 steals, a team best 2 steals for Copeland, but just the 3 points. Ana Guillen was 1 of 2 from the floor in 12 minutes, scored 2 points, handed off 2 assists, and did pick up a steal for Wisconsin. Cron played 6 minutes, did not score, as Vanderpool, Imbi Jones also seen some court time for the Badgers, and they did not score either. So Wisconsin falls by 39 to Purdue. And now the Badgers are 0-2 in Big Ten play and 7-5 overall. Purdue improves to 8-5 this season, and they are now 1-1 in Big Ten play. We'll take a break and come back. Listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. Plus, take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard and wrap things up here tonight from West Lafayette. Once again, final score, Purdue 89, Wisconsin 50. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hello? Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Post-game show wrapping up tonight from West Lafayette, Indiana, 89-50. Purdue beats Wisconsin. You know, part of the storyline or one of the storylines, rather, coming into tonight's game was just five of the last six meetings between these two teams have been decided by 3 points or less. This one was not close. Purdue never trailed in this game. They led by as many as 45. They win it by 39 points. Of course, Wisconsin did not have its leading scorer in Sarah Williams, who was not in attendance here tonight back home in Madison. Deyanis Jimenez, their standout freshman, had foul trouble, so they were not able to rely on her or any of her scoring, and it definitely showed tonight as the Badgers scored just 50 tonight and gave up 89 to Purdue. But there were some bright moments for the Badgers, so let's take a listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. Up ahead, right sideline to Porter. Porter catches and has it into the front court to Leitziger, trailing the play, launching a three and connecting. Oh, what a move by Porter as she goes right around her defender but missed the shot. Gives it back and gets it out to Copeland. Copeland hits the three on the right side. 3:51 to play, third quarter, 61-30, Purdue. Jimenez for the Badgers. Backdoor cut, Leitziger catches from the left, slashes to the rim, counted and a foul. Leitziger with two more and now has a chance at a three-point play. Jimenez, front court for the Badgers. 5:10 to go. 83-39 Purdue. Drives strong to the rim. Counted and a foul for Jimenez. Free throw line extended on the left. Back to Jimenez. Working on Terry. Driving, kicking, Guillen, catching, Grady. Now has it and splashes the three from left to center. Third three-point make of the game for Wisconsin. 3:37 to go in this one. 87-45 Purdue. Into the front court for Wisconsin with the dribble. Finds Guillen. Fires a pass inside. Grady catches down low on the right. Counted and in the foul. So Grady will go to the free throw line to try to make a three-point play here for the UW. There you go. Some of the highlights from this one. 89-50 Wisconsin falls here tonight. Take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard now as this was the final game to go final. As Wisconsin falls. Earlier today, it was fourth-ranked Iowa over Minnesota, 94-71, 35 points from Caitlin Clark. Michigan upset 17th-ranked Ohio State, 69-60. Northwestern by 7 over Rutgers. Michigan State, 98. Penn State, 87. Check there of the Big Ten scoreboard. Up next for Wisconsin, a home game against Nebraska on Thursday. It's a late start in Madison. We'll have the pregame show at 7:40, and the tip-off is just after 8 p.m. Wisconsin takes on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You can hear that one locally in Madison on 1070, the game, and as well on the iHeartRadio app. Well, I'd like to thank Kelly Jackson for producing and engineering this game back in Jefferson City. For Kelly, I'm John Audius saying so long from West Lafayette, Indiana. Tough one for the Badgers tonight. 89-50, Purdue beats Wisconsin as the Badgers fall to 0-2 in Big Ten play. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Stay away from the ocean in Ventura County, California. Fire Department spokesman Andy Van Sciver issued the warning.
An evacuation warning has been issued for the residents bordering the Pacific Coast Highway due to high surf that's impacting structures in the area. We encourage all individuals to avoid the areas of the coast. Currently, all of the coastal beaches are closed.
The high surf warning also cites powerful waves and strong rip currents that pose a risk of drowning and damage to ocean piers. What is causing these rogue waves?
We've had a succession of storm systems coming across the Pacific in a really active jet stream across the Pacific Ocean, and the conditions are just right for those waves to build to greater heights.
Meteorologist William Churchill is with the National Weather Service. Several people were injured when a large wave slammed into a seawall in Ventura earlier this week and swept through an adjacent neighborhood. They're getting ready to ring in the new year in New York City.
Get the words to Auld Lang Syne ready. New Year's Eve is almost here. And so they held the final rehearsal for the giant ball that will drop in Times Square. And it sounded like this.
3, 2, 1.
The rehearsal was a success, and Jeffrey Strauss, the organizer of Times Square New Year's Eve, says when it's time for the real thing, the ball will start dropping at 11:59, December 31st.
And as the ball drops, it'll touch the numerals of 2024. They will burst into light. There'll be a blizzard of confetti here in Times Square.
And then, Happy New Year. Carol DiOria for CBS News, New York.
Russia accuses Ukraine of targeting civilian areas after airstrikes killed at least 14 people. The BBC's Risto Fico reports.
The heaviest strikes came in broad daylight, and the main target was Belgorod in the southwest. Moscow asserts the city center was targeted, but Ukraine says it was aiming at military infrastructure and that any damage to civilian areas came from debris from drones and missiles shot down by local air defense.
Ukraine's shelling followed Russia's 18-hour aerial bombardment of Ukraine that killed at least 39 civilians. Israeli ground operations in the central Gaza Strip have forced tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave their homes. This man speaking through an interpreter says there's no place safe in Gaza.
We were sitting at our homes peacefully, and all of a sudden a missile hit and destroyed my house, my neighbor's house, the whole neighborhood. My children are displaced now, and we don't know where to go.
Israel is also continuing its military operations in southern Gaza. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, cloudy with flurries and a few snow showers, some patchy freezing drizzle, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, early flurries, then staying mostly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny in mid-30s for Monday, New Year's Day. Clouds in mid-30s for Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
Radio. What's up, Burby?
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad I could join.
Not too much, man. We have just been admiring all of the fests that are going to be happening, Wisconsin fests. And you have some fests coming up at the High Noon Saloon. On January 5th is Punk Fest, and January 6th is Metal Fest. Let's start there.
Yeah. So we've been doing these fest shows for, I think, like 6 years now. And it just kind of started as a way to fill some music voids in Madison in the month of January, because there's not a lot going on in January. So
yeah.
The Wisconsin Fest is an awesome way to, like, showcase local. It's not predominantly Wisconsin-based. Sometimes we get a neighbor from Chicago or Minneapolis, but people with ties to Wisconsin who play here a lot. Punk Fest and Metal Fest have obviously both been, like, huge fan favorites over the years. So those ones are always super fun.
The Metal Fest at the High Noon Saloon, that's happening on Saturday, January 6th. And I'm going to feature a couple of bands from Metal Fest during Max and Kevy after 10 o'clock tonight with Droids Attack, The Faithless Have Eyes, Conniption, and Soul Killer. The Punk Fest is also really cool, too, that Rocker mentioned, too. The Brash, We Should Have Been DJs, Gridlock, Sex Scenes, and Lunar Moth.
And Wristwatch.
And Wristwatch as well. A couple of the bands I'm not familiar with. Now, we just played the Kosh Marshall Trio, and they're part of the...
I think it's Coke Marshall Trio.
Coke Marshall
Trio. We're all wrong.
Yeah.
We could all be wrong. It's possible.
Everybody's wrong. They're part of the Blues Festival, though, and the Blues Fest is huge, man.
Yeah, it was really hard to pigeonhole where to put the Coke Marshall Trio. But I just love that band so much. Greg Koch or Koch or Koch. We don't know how to say it, but he's from Milwaukee. He's just a ripping guitar player. And then he has his son playing drums. And then Marshall on the Hammond B3 is just phenomenal. So
love the Hammond.
I figured, those guys will fit well on Blues Fest. Also with Ivy Ford, who, you know, is an iconic blues player.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Walkner Band, who is another Madison just fantastic musician.
And the Wisconsin Blues Fest is happening January 5th. That's at the Majestic, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And also at the Majestic on January 6th is the Wisconsin Funk Fest with Rare Element, Better Yeti, and Heatbox. I'm not familiar with Heatbox.
So Heatbox is one of those neighbors I was talking about. He's actually from Minneapolis, but he plays in Wisconsin so much. He does a lot of stuff out at the Driftless Gardens. We've had him to Madison countless times. He plays the Shanks Corners Block Party and just all over Wisconsin. So we figured it was okay to make him an honorary citizen for the day. He's like a one-man kind of a beatbox thing, but he is just one of the funkiest guys I've ever heard. So it'll be a really cool way to start off Funk Fest, and a little different than just a band, you know, it's truly a show.
Right. And then, and of course, also at Funkfest is Rare Element. They're legendary around Madison. They always play around Madison. They're so good. And Better Yeti, they're just fun. They're just a fun funk band.
Sweet potato fries.
Tip Tickle.
You know it. You know, it's mostly former members of the Mustache.
Right.
Who was Madison Funk royalty for a little while. So both of those guys just evolved into Better Yeti. So, yeah, some great, great players in both of those bands.
Then, let's see, our next fest is going to be January 13th for Wisconsin Pop Fest. And that has friends of the show, Cat and the Hurricane, along with the Astronomers and Tay and the Neighborly.
Another great three bands. Cat, Madison local, but they have really been making waves, doing tours, just, you know, really hitting it hard. We did their album release show this past fall at the High Noon, and it was just a big crowd and such a great show. Tay and the Neighborly is kind of a newer band. They're out of the Fox Valley, but holy cow, if you haven't heard them, check them out. They're one of my new favorite bands.
I have not heard them.
Another band that was, you'll really like it, Tay has just one of the most unique voices I've ever heard. It was another band that was hard to pigeonhole. You could kind of put them in a few different fest spots, but it's just easiest to call their music popular music. And then the Astronomers are a pretty big nationwide band who call Wisconsin home. So I was just really excited to get all three of those bands together.
Wow. And Wisconsin Jazz Fest, Ben Ferris Octet, Rick Flowers, Amalgam X, the Feastette, who we had here on the show a few weeks ago, and then the John Hall Trio.
Yeah, that's cool. You had Feastette in there. I love that band. And, you know, a lot of these guys play in different bands. I think John Hall will be on Funk Fest with Better Yeti.
Right.
So will Ben Ferris, but it's like a lot of these great musicians in Madison, they have their toes dipped in a few different pools. So they can do funk, they can do jazz. And then Rick Flowers is just a great musician. He plays an array of instruments. So whatever he puts together for that night will be fantastic.
And, you know, I'd have to say, Feastette, when we had them here, Helen and the band, just an amazing band. But the trumpet player, I was just amazed because he plays an EVI, an electric valve instrument. It's not, it's like, and it was from the early 70s, you know, pre-MIDI. And it's unbelievable how this guy plays trumpet on this EVI. They are something special to see.
I've never seen him live. I'm excited. I'll definitely be front and center at PopFest.
Nice. I think we've been through all your fests. You have a ton of them coming up at the Majestic.
Well, you got the Jazz Fest. Noon. Don't forget Jazz Fest.
We just talked about Jazz Fest. Jimmy.
Other one, too, is also Bluegrass Fest.
Oh.
At the Sylvie. That's with Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, Them Coolie Boys, and The Last Revival. That's going to be a toe-stomping, crazy show at the Sylvie.
Yeah. The Last Revel. There, again, they now call Minnesota home, but they all grew up in Wisconsin. So they still have their Wisconsin valid driver's license. Horseshoes, you know, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is kind of the Wisconsin's just native sons. Yeah. Those guys, they play all over the place, but what a great band. And we're so excited to have them at the Sylvie again.
Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, they've been around for at least 20 years, haven't they?
Maybe not that long, but I bet it's close. Yeah. You know, they've been playing nationally, you know, headlining big festivals and stuff like that. So it's cool that we can do these fest shows and really showcase how much awesome talent we have just right here in Wisconsin, though.
No doubt.
And Them Coolie Boys is another great, great band, and they're really starting to make some waves nationally, but Wisconsin is their home. So Bluegrass Fest will be great. We do have one at the end of the month, too. We have Wisconsin Hip Hop Fest at the High Noon. January 27th. The High Noon's got a little maintenance happening this January, so we ended up putting that one a little later in the month, but also a super, super show. Gary Knowledge is the host of that show, and he puts together the lineups for a lot of local hip hop shows that we do together. And he always gets just great, great artists. So we're excited about that one too.
I know Rob Dees is playing the Hip Hop Fest. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for putting these fest shows on. I know the people in Madison love them. It's become something to look forward to for the month of January. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. You know, it used to, obviously there's always music everywhere in Madison, but it's just super cool that we get to showcase these. And it turns into a busy month for me because I go to all these shows.
Right. If people want to get tickets to any of the fest shows, how do we do that?
So go to the Perspective websites. Go to the High Noon website, go to the Majestic website, or go to the Sylvie website. Ticket links are always best to click from there. Sometimes if you go to Google, you end up with a weird link somewhere else.
Yeah.
So check out our websites.
Yeah, definitely the websites. And those are all the events are on Facebook, too. You can link directly to the venue to get the tickets. I know High Noon is high-noon.com, Majestic Madison. Watch out for the scalpers and get it from the trusted source. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We appreciate you. And thanks for bringing great music to Madison, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love to talk about it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
These guys are playing the Bluegrass Festival as Them Cooley Boys. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
People standing in the streets, never been with dignity. People walking in line, even stepping out of time, saying it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Chairs, look around, chains ain't there. Yeah, we're sticking a lady like I slayed in the money. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the shine. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the shine. Gotta right choose our voice. Time and place and not a choice. But the stones on which we speak, though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the shine. You kiss him on the head, say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chime. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chime. Yeah, they tell you who to be, who you are, what to eat. They'll say some stuff I got above. They tell you who you're gonna love, say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chime. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chime.
Them Cooley Boys, they're part of the Bluegrass Wisconsin Fest on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks to Burby for calling in, telling us all about that stuff. Hey, the Cuz, they are in the green room. They're coming up next. Plus Boda Cheetah, special live edition of The Lair. 2 hours tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. 844-967-2789 if you want to call up and be part of the show. Right now, a little Better Yeti. They're part of the Wisconsin Funk Fest. Tip Tickle, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy Kay here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Bodachita's coming up live in the Lair, a special two-hour edition. Happy New Year's Eve Eve. Here's the Cuz.
Lingering on your photograph face, tucked between ads for online therapy. Dimple-rimmed smile frozen in place. Almost taste that Nicorette breath. And your memory consumes my energy like a cancer. Oh, I call you up, but I know he'd answer. Tell me to man up, tell me to move on, that my heart was long gone from your mind. Take another drive along the coast, to the tune of Twin Peaks. Oh God, how time you wanted me to, but everything's temporary except this slow burn, ever present like a toothache, hyperfixing on every line. Why must everything change? It's so terrifying watching the seconds crawling through a bore of a chore. When the floor's gone and I'm falling to a stalled out car on the interstate, stuck at 17. Oh, craving a flavor I'll never again savor.
Maxinc Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Cuz and Blue Raz. Kind of a new remix of that song. I kind of like it. It's really kind of cool. Hey, Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Original local music until midnight. Boda Cheetah's coming up at 8 o'clock for a special two-hour edition of Live in the Lair. And we want you to be part of the show. You can give us a call anytime. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app, Rocker. Call and ask our guest a question if you want.
Well, Jimmy, cousins grow up with each other, and distance can never break that bond. Such is the Cuz, a band from Madison who formed in the eighth grade. But Sam, Ben, Nate, and Nick have known each other since childhood, and now, having grown up, gone through college, and pursuing life, the band lives on. Whenever the members are planning to be in town, you can plan on a show happening here in the studio with us from all corners of the country. Reformed yet again on this holiday weekend, living as if they were distant cousins. Ben, Sam, Nick, Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Great intro. Great intro.
You know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the Cuz, tell us a little about your award-winning rock band.
I think
step right up to the microphone.
I don't know what awards we would have ever won. Kidding.
Back in the day.
No, we've been playing. Yeah, like you said, since eighth grade. I mean, Ben and I have been playing together since what?
Somewhere between third and fourth.
Fourth grade, and then Nate came in. I think after that, and then. We didn't have anyone who could sing in the band, so we grabbed Nick, scooped him up, and
That's how it happens, huh? That was about eighth grade that happened, and then we've been playing the four of us since 2012, which is what 11 years now, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think the first time that I saw you guys, you were playing with maybe Launchpad. Or was it Rock Onsen at that time?
It was one of the... We played both of them.
Yeah.
I think the first year we played it was Launchpad, and then it turned into Rock Onsen.
And you won both times, right?
Well, we came in second the last year they did Launchpad, and then we won the first 2 years of Rock Onsen.
Okay. I knew there was multiple years or 2 years in a row that you won. Plus all the Grammys and everything too, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Oscars. Yeah.
What's your mind frame right now when you think about how, you know, you've been together, what, 10, 12 years now? Something and you're like still that. Making music. You're still together as a band. It just has to blow you away.
It really does. especially considering that none of us are over 25. That's right. Pretty incredible that we've been playing together for over a decade.
I mean, most people that age, I guess, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I mean, the attention deficit disorder sometimes kicks in, and you're like, what, I'm in a band somewhere?
Oh, don't worry. I'm medicated for that.
Well, I think you guys, you know, you started so early that you could be in the running with the Rolling Stones should you stay together for another, you know, 40, 50 years.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe our insides will be as pickled as Keith Richards. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Meet us back here in 25 years. We'll talk about this, okay?
Yeah, deal.
Deal.
So what makes this band so special that, like, none of you can quit?
It's fun.
Yeah, we all grew up together. I mean, you know, we all just jam together. We've been so tight for so long. It's, you know, being spread out so across the country the way we are. You know, Sam's in Oklahoma, Nick's in Chicago, Ben's everywhere. I mean, he's stationed in Boston most of the time, and I'm the only one that's still in Madison. And just every time we come back and play, it just feels like, you know, we never left. So
it is very nice. It feels like a good group of friends getting back together every time that we do it. I mean, even if we're all on our own doing our own things, it's always great to come back to Madison, and it's like getting back with our friends, playing some games, having a good time.
Do you guys practice, like, when you're in other cities, like when someone's in Oklahoma, Boston, wherever, do you get it together like on Zoom or StreamYard? Do you do a practice, or
that's a really good idea. Maybe we should try that. Yeah, we might.
Practice. This is a new word.
Let's say it slower.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we use soundcheck for that. Yeah. That's pretty rare.
So what about songwriting or ideas for a song? Hey, I got a cool riff, or I got these lyrics to go with this. How does that work out?
Well, it was really easy for a while because I was in and out of toxic relationships, so I had plenty of inspiration. But now I'm in a healthy, happy relationship, and it's a little bit harder, you know. Yeah. It's a little bit more difficult, but it's easier to write heartbreak songs than love songs. But right. We try our best. Yeah.
That's what alcohol's for, right?
Yeah.
On a more serious note, we would send recordings. Sam mostly writes a lot of, like, the guitar riffs, and he writes a lot of the lyrics too. We collaborate on a lot of bits, but a lot of stuff is from Sam, and he'll record something on, you know, pretty rough, you know, scratch style tracks. Yeah. Send it out. We'll like piece our parts together, and, you know, it'll come together like that.
The Cuz here in the studio with us here on Max Inc. Radio. What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve?
We're playing at Come Back Inn. Which I forgot.
That's a great place.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot which street that's on.
It's on Wilson. Blair and Wilson. Blair. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be from 9 to 1. We're going to do the ball drop, have a nice. Good time. It's going to be a party.
What do you got planned for midnight hour?
Well, there's going to be champagne and champagne and more champagne.
Especially if the Packers win.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Because you guys will be playing during the game a little bit.
Yeah, we'll probably be playing during most of the second half.
Oh, that'll be great. People will be cheering. You'll be like, yes. Touchdown.
Is it okay to have the Packer game behind the Cuz while you guys play?
I mean, I'm probably, like, if we're facing the TVs where the Packer game is playing, I'm probably going to be watching the game more than I'm actually concentrating on playing.
Ditto, yeah.
Go Pack, go.
So what's coming up in the future for the Cuz?
Well, we got in early January, which is next week. Next week, we're gonna be going down to Chicago to Periscope, and we're gonna be recording a new song.
Yeah.
A new Cuz song. That's awesome.
And Periscope, is that a studio? What is that?
I think they have both audio studios and film studios there. I've never been there, but it was described to me as this huge place that's got lots of different studios, and they use it for all sorts of different things.
Well, how'd you hook up with that?
Well, so way back about, you know, 50 years ago in 2019, we played Bitter Jester Music Fest, and they gave us some, they liked the sound that they heard, so they gave us some free recording time there.
Nice.
And, you know, then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And so then we just never got it scheduled until now.
So it's in the bank. And is this going to be one song you're going to record down there?
Yeah, they gave us 10 hours, which is just enough to get in there, get set up, record one song, and then mix it and get it reasonably mastered.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other songs that you'd like to get recorded sometime soon, maybe for an EP or perhaps a full-length album or
something?
We've
got a couple other songs in the bank that have just been, you know, sitting on the hard drives waiting for their time to shine. So we're hoping that when we release this next one, we can at least get a couple more out there into the ears of people. We've been a little lazy lately. So we're trying to get our sound back out there.
By lazy, we mean all over the country.
Otherwise engaged.
You guys are definitely working. What about videos? Any plans to make videos maybe for the new song that you're recording down in the studio there?
I don't know if Taylor Swift would be okay with that. But
That's also a good idea. We honestly hadn't talked about it.
I should be your manager. Wait, what's this? Are you a Swiftie, dude?
Well, the song is about Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called "I Want to Break Your Heart," Taylor Swift.
And and that way she can write a song and make millions of dollars off of it, and then we get half because it's the Muse fee.
Yeah.
So you're recording a song about Taylor Swift. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's more about money.
It's more about our need for money and the fact that she has a lot of money, as in billions of money.
So you're going for the name recognition of the song title to boost up the SEO on the website to get
exactly
hits.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get you. Really should be our manager.
Yeah,
right. SEO, he says.
See you, Jimmy.
I just made that up, guys.
How do we keep up with the Cuz online?
Well, we got if you're looking for gig dates, we'll get those posted on our website, which is just the cuzband.com.
I think so, yeah.
CUZBAND.com.
Yep,
that is correct. We also post a little bit on Facebook. That's our most up-to-date thing. So if there's any last-minute shows, any whatever we're doing, we try and keep that up-to-date. So, yeah.
You guys are awesome. You bring sunshine and smiles to the studio every time you visit, and thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, you sent this song in for us to play. I think it's an older song, but I don't remember hearing this one. It's called, Everything's Fine. Everything's Fine. It's a cool song. Tell me about the song.
Oh, this song's about my ex-girlfriend, and it was back when I was still pretty hung up on her, and she was living her best life, and my life was less than best.
I definitely picked up on the sarcasm, a lot of sarcasm.
But it worked out pretty well, because I think things have flipped now, because my life's pretty great, and I doubt hers is as good as mine is. So.
Yeah, she's not on the radio.
She's not on the radio right now. So.
She's listening to us in the trailer park just down the road.
Yeah.
There you go.
With all six kids,
Everything's Fine. It's the Cuz on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, no. Where'd you go? Footprints buried beneath 6 inches of snow. You left me last night. Everything's fine. Yippee, what about me? I'm smoking till I shake and drinking till I can't see. I'm coping, all right, everything's fine. Sleeping alone, never felt so wrong. I'm drinking alone till it's all gone. It's been like this for so, so long. Slowly wasting my time, but it's fine. Yes, I do. Well, not in a while. That much is true. Since you left, that's right. Everything's fine. Screw me, oh, happily in my car or behind a tree. You don't want to. That's cool. Everything's fine. Sleeping alone never felt so wrong. So
finishing a fifth just to forget about it. Oh yeah, everything's fine. Too bad, it's so sad. You were the best I ever had. It's over. Oh well, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. The Cuz on Max Inc. Radio. We are Civic Media. Hey, Boda Cheetah is coming up live in the lair, a special two-hour edition just moments away. If you want to call and ask him a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let's do some Marston now. Brand new Marston. It's called Got the Time on Max Inc. Radio.
I've got
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why is the world's number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools. From trimmers and blowers to mowers and more, trusted by homeowners and pros all over the world. And you'll find service and help from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The TSA is responding to threats from an Al-Qaeda terrorist affiliate threatening attacks against airlines.